What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are in your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Evolved. I'm your host, X-Teen Cardenas. And today we're going to talk about how to avoid eating 8,000 calories of crap on Halloween. Now, this doesn't have to be Halloween specific. It can be for any holiday or any slippery slope avalanche zone that you have personally. So don't mind my voice, is early in the morning here and I want to get this recorded before the little hellions wake up. Just kidding. I love my children. I actually just recorded this, so I did talk a little bit, but I didn't hit record, so I didn't actually record it. I talked about it, and it was a great idea, and there were some bangers. You guys should have been there. Anyways, I want to talk to you guys about avalanche zones, like slippery slopes, where things fall apart for you, so to speak. So today, it's Halloween, surrounded by chocolate chips and candy. Chocolate chips, that was a comment there. Chocolate and chips and candy. If you're a mom, all day. And let's face it, there's probably still candy somewhere from last year in a bag. So it's more than just a day. Like, it lingers, right? I don't have the candy here. It's with the kids' dads. So who's ready to get through today? In October here in Canada, where I live, it's also my birthday. So it's my birth month. I celebrate my birthday all month long. It is also Thanksgiving here in Canada. There's a lot going on. The seasons are changing. It's beautiful outside. It's kind of colder. We're maybe not outside as much as we are in the summer. We're maybe not moving as much. And for me, I like to celebrate my birthday. I also like candy. And so I know that if I let that avalanche, it's going to get a little bit ugly for me. This is what Halloween used to look like for me. After October, after my birthday, after, you know, letting loose a little because it's my birth month, Halloween would be a slippery slope. And do y'all know what the walk of shame is? Like, after a one night stand, when you walk home in the early hours of the morning and you got like one of your heels is broken off, so you only got one shoe on, your hair is a mess, like last night's back combing, there might be a rat actually living in there. Your dress is full of stains from spilling your drinks all night, and it's maybe on backwards at this point. And overall, you're just looking a sight, right? Actually, that would be an amazing costume for Halloween. I think I'm going to be that. I'm going to be the walk of shame for Halloween next year. So anyways, in the past, I'd be doing the walk of shame, but it wasn't from a one-night stand with a human. It was from 7 days and seven nights of chocolate from Halloween. Actually, it was often like 60 days, and I'd wake up somewhere between Christmas and New Year's, shaking the Dorito crumbs out of my bra, digging the peanut butter out from underneath my nails from, you know, knuckles deep in the peanut butter. And I'd sort of have like a come to Jesus awakening, a come to 15 pounds heavier than I went in and full of shame. 5 pounds, that was probably shame. My treadmill was the only one who got the pleasure of witnessing the walk of shame from what I had done. Look, I personally know Halloween is a slippery slope for me. So I'm committing to no candy. Because I know once I pop, I can't stop. That's a me thing personally. So what I am committing to, I'm committing to getting my steps in while I trick or treat and enjoy my girls while I'm still the cool mom, like while they still want to be seen with me. I'm going to take some sweet smarts. I'm going to take some smart sweets in English. English is hard today. I'm going to take some smart sweets along and a protein bar. And that way I know that like I've already got them fit into my plan for the day. And if something, you know, does come up where I'm feeling a craving, I've got those that I can eat and I'm going to eat them anyways because I have them in my plan for the day. I'm also going to bring decaf coffee with froth soy for me and hot chocolate, the Fairlife like chocolate milk warmed up in a thermos, not the sugar filled Nesquik shit for my kids. Like, the kids are going to have enough chocolate already. I will feed my children all of the chocolate and candy and chips they can eat for supper because they're with their dad tonight and it's not my problem when they need to be scraped off the ceiling. I will go to bed at 10 p.m. before 10 p.m. as per usual. I have the best sleep of my life and roll into November and the last 60 days of the year ready to slay. And I know that if I don't have a plan, I'm going to plan to fail, basically. So the way to make progress, fam, the way to make progress in life is through knowing self. It's through self and it's through knowing self. And I know these things about myself from years of paying attention to myself. I know the pattern. I know the play that I run. So I know that if I just wing it and if I'm not intentional, it's going to be a chain reaction that does not end well for me. So I make a plan. That way, I don't plan to fail. So this is something that I want you all to do as you become aware of the situations that, like, maybe you're trying to cut back on drinking or stop drinking. And so you likely wouldn't go and expose yourself to, you know, like you wouldn't go out to the bar to party because you know that people are going to be drinking there, right? Or if you did, perhaps you would drive because you know you would be integral enough not to drink and drive. And so if you drive your car, you know you're committed to not drinking and coming back home. Like, that could be an action plan for you. That could be your battle plan. So things like that. What is your battle plan? What are you committing to? We've got holidays coming up for my friends over in America, American friends. Thanksgiving is coming. We've all got Christmas coming and New Year's and like New Year's resolutions. So how about we just set some resolutions right now instead of waiting to New Year's that we are going to have a plan to get to our goals and not plan to fail. That's it. That's all I got for you guys today. I'd love to know your biggest takeaway. And as always, if you're listening, if you got value, I'd love for you to screenshot this and share it on your social media. Tag me at Xtene Cardenas and have the best day of your fucking life. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at CoachXTeenCardenas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.